What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming into with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect, and it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, we all know this. A woman's mouth can be a source of nourishment for a man, i.e., she can talk life into him, or it can be a source of destruction for a man, i.e., the way we know women, black women in particular, but women, how they argue with you, they say the most disrespectful, out-of-pocket things meant to cut you at your core. However, here we have another woman whose mouth ended up with her getting a visit from the good old Grim Reaper. Now, this article was published on the 21st of January. Detroit man charged with allegedly shooting and offlining his girlfriend. Here we go. Once again, another woman whose mouth got her put into an early grave. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A Detroit man has been charged after allegedly shooting and offlining his girlfriend last week. The Wayne County Prosecutor's Office has charged Jazzy Love, what an ironic last name, 34, with shooting and offlining Uniqua Sanders, 32. A name like Uniqua, you know she's a strag. Police got the call about a shooting at a liquor store in the 100700 block of West 8th Mile Road on Thursday, January 16th at around 7 p.m. When first responders got there, they found Sanders shot in a car outside the liquor store. Medics pronounced her deleted at the scene. Investigators say this shooting stemmed from an argument between Love and Sanders in the car. They say that allegedly Love got out of the car, the passenger side of the vehicle, walked around to the driver's side, and shot Sanders in the head. Love has been charged with first-degree termination, carrying a concealed weapon, and felony firearms charges. He's being held in jail and has another court appearance later this month. Well. Gentlemen, as we all know, today's modern woman has become so disrespectful, so outright combative, that a lot of them believe that if you try to actually de-escalate an argument between them, they will look at you as less of a man. Yeah, the whole you need to be able to handle me argument, that is specifically for black women. But now you're starting to see other groups of women slowly take on that mentality as well. No. Now, Mr. Love, he did have a bit of time to give her a reprieve. When he was walking around, he could have just kept walking straight. However, we all know, more than likely, that woman said something that cut that man so deep, it put him into a murderous mood. And He ended up carrying out the deed. What more can be said, gentlemen? What more can honestly be said? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, it went down in front of a liquor store, so public, got to give it a 5. Method of execution, obviously, the problem-solving pistol. Going to give that a 5 as well. Psychological impact. Well, the medics did have to come upon her, you know, deleted carcass. So I got to give that the standard 30. And for the brutality factor, 1 to the dome, not really brutal, kind of quick and easy. So I'm going to give that a 15. So Jazzy, Lethal Love, gets a score of 55. Modern women. I have to keep reiterating this because the vast majority of you, you will simply not get it. Men of today are tired. They're no longer taking it. The disrespect, the sassy mouth, the argumentative nature, your combativeness. More and more men are snapping the fuck out. And they've said, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and take matters into my own hands. I might go into the cage, but I'm putting your ass in a pine box. And guess what? Hey, ladies, you've brought this new environment onto yourself. For far too long, you've been protected from the consequences of your actions. And guess what? Now, yeah, a lot of men are going rogue. They're no longer subscribing to the programming that a lot of us old Gen Xers and boomers had. The, oh, we're just going to sit there and take it. No. Keep telling you, more and more men are breaking those chains of restraint. And little do you know, ladies, here's the big secret. It's only because of those chains of restraint that a lot of you are still drawing breath on this earth. That's it. It's not the legal system, even though we can say that has a part in it. But it's not the legal system. It's not even other men, the white knights, the simps. No, it's an individual man's restraint. And guess what? A lot of you women, you're driving more men to break those chains. And guess what? When that happens, hey, all bets are off. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to all you women out there who still believe that being loud, being aggressive, being combative, and just being outright disrespectful is some sort of flex, and that a man is supposed to just sit there and take that nonsense, you better understand, and you better understand this crystally damn clear. The power, I should say, the fake power that society continues to let you believe you have, that will go out. Feminism and the belief in the Duluth model that's going to be a shield for you to get that man off of you, that's going to go out right along with it. Because I keep saying this, but it's worthy of repeating. When a man no longer cares about the consequences of his actions, he will act up to and including lethal action. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM. I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.